Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I want to let's just start off at the top of the hour so I don't have to go remembering this later on. Like, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Seriously, Mike Lindell has done everything he could to make things, you know, easier for guys like me to make money online, because, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all those other ones, they're really not interested. Okay? But Facebook, Twitter and those things, they're not going to let us make money. They don't care for us. Look at what's happening right now with the credit card companies. Okay? They're creating a subcategory. Yeah, I'm not joking. I'm serious. They're creating a subcategory so that when you buy guns or anything along those lines, they're going to know everything that you're doing, every gun that you purchase. Why is it their business? All right, stop. I'm going off. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Again, Mike Lindell's making it easy for you to buy anywhere between 30 to 70% off if you use promo code Joe, 30 to 70% off. And why not keep the money here with people who like you, people who are supporting the same causes you're supporting? No, come on, really. I'm tired of hearing you guys talk about how you don't like what certain companies are doing. Right? You don't like the fact that stuff is made in China. I hope you still don't like the fact that stuff is made in China. Now, here's a way to make sure you get what you're getting is made here in America. It's paying Americans. It's paying American taxes. Why not? All right, I'm sorry. Off on the rant. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Head over there. A lot going on there. A lot happening with, again, robes, pillowcases, pillows, sheets, towels. It ain't that hard. No, it really isn't that hard. All right, anyhow. Look, Joe Biden today got himself in trouble. I know, nothing new, right? Seriously. I mean, the guy can't seem to stay out of trouble. But this time, this is sad. And it's not just sad, it's sick. Because if you really think of what he got, you know, what he got in trouble for, what he got accused of doing, he actually laughed. When a woman was giving her testimony on how her sons, two of her sons died because of fentanyl poisoning. All right, and the fentanyl poisoning, again, the party of non-responsibility strikes again. Right? When she brings it up, when she talks about it, what is he? It's not his fault. Oh, that was the other administration. No, my friend, this is your administration. This is your people actually ignoring what's going on What's going on at the border? How many kids are dying there? And your best response? No, really, come on, think about it. Your best response is this has to do with the other administration. There's sick people here. I think I can play this. Take a listen. It's just so sad. Yeah, that would be too easy, wouldn't it, if it worked the first time? Let's see.
She was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration. She was very specific.
Yeah, came during the last administration. Well, how do you know? Were the bags were marked different? And does it really matter? Does it really matter at this point what administration it came into? Because remember, it came into the same it came in the same way. No matter when it came in or what it came in or how it came in. And the only thing you could do is giggle and laugh and say this is somebody else's fault. Remember, I told you, party of non-responsibility. All right, so that's great. Yeah. Let's just say that he's right on, 100%. Came in because of the other administration before his. Well, what have you done? It has doubled, tripled, and quadrupled under your rule. Yeah, you heard me, rule. What have you done to fix it, Joey? You've done nothing to fix it. You could care. It seems to run in the blood for those who are that far gone in that party. Nothing is their fault. Never a solution as to how to fix it. Just like here in L.A., right? When they had the shootings with a 50 caliber gun, what did they do? Now these, first of all, they were illegally obtained. These criminals were using them. And the fix, I love this. What's the fix? The fix is to now go in and ban 50 caliber rounds. Makes perfect sense to me. Because you know that the criminals will pay. Oh, God, we got 50 caliber bullets. They're against the law. But does anybody else see how crazy this is? Right? Chasing that thing around? It's just amazing to me. You know, somebody brought up the other day, bad example or good example. It's really interesting that when a young black man gets shot by a cop, it's the cop's fault. When a black kid shoots another black kid, it's the gun's fault. Yep, makes perfect sense to me. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll see the Joe Messina Show.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Joe McKee, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we have a chance is if you get involved. You get informed, and then you engage. Otherwise, we're done for. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. You can't learn how to use the gun when you get out in the field. You got to get out in front of that kind of thing. All right. I told you, I always bring up people that are smarter than I am, who have a clue, who know what's going on. And since I couldn't find that person, I brought Zoe on tonight anyhow. So.
Yeah, there you go.
You like that? Come on. That was funny. I don't know who you are. What? No, obviously, really, truly, people, I can't stand some of the stuff that happens. I bring people like him on, very knowledgeable, but also gets me off the ceiling. I got to get off the ceiling. Some of this stuff just drives me out of my mind. You heard that Joey B today laughed at a woman who talked about how her boys were killed in a fentanyl overdose. And he kind of giggled and said, you know, well, yeah, you know, that was the last administration that did that. That wasn't me, you know, kind of thing. And I'm going, you got to be kidding. That's the best you could do. Those were those guys. God bless. Yeah, right. Then so, fix
I mean,
it.
This is the same guy who, like, you know, who calls up dead people to, like, you know, to announce themselves at his.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, listen, stuff. I got to thinking about that. Maybe he really did see her, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I don't know.
These are the people who took the White House from us.
Yeah. I don't know. Amazing. I'm sorry. I think of the hypocrisy behind some of the stuff that they're saying. By the way, Lori Lightfoot. Right? I mean, Beetlejuice, for all intents and purposes, is gone.
Not a moment too soon.
And yeah, I mean, she couldn't even come in second in a primary. Her own primary.
Man, well, maybe now that she's got a little extra time, man, maybe she can go visit a beauty salon or something like that.
Well, yeah, but...
Get her mojo back.
What's that?
Get her mojo back.
Oh, God. Stop it. I mean, so she... think about something. The murder rate, since she's been in office for a while now, that murder rate, 82% up. Robbery, 33%. Theft, 24%. Motor vehicle theft is up over 300%. Okay? And she keeps telling people they live in one of the safest cities there are. And as far as the gun violence goes, that's because people are bringing them in from other states. Yeah, okay, that's it. Sure. But this is the mindset of most of these kind of Democrats across these states, cities. Forget the states. The cities that have high crime rates, high killing rates, that kind of stuff.
Yes. They're all, you know, run by Democrats. All of them are. And, you know, their strategy has always been to be able to blame somebody else. They help to create the problem and then position themselves as the champions of who can solve it. And they position themselves by looking like champions by accusing somebody else of doing it. So that's been the Democrats. They are the father of the devil, man. And even the name Satan means accuser. You know, so that's just what they do.
Oh, he is running rampant. And all right, so this one here is a lot of fun. I know this. I think this made you puke when you first heard this. But this is actually a clip from a Ben Shapiro piece. And there was this guy that pops out. And he says that Jesus, he couldn't have had male chromosomes. Now, see, this is the left always. These are these people of knowledge always trying to apply the worldly process, worldly science to God who created science. Take a listen and just take the liquid out of your mouth. I don't want you to ruin your keyboard.
To the idea that Jesus was born of a virgin birth, then Jesus could not have had male chromosomes. Therefore, Jesus had only female chromosomes and presented as masculine, so Jesus was non-binary. And in terms of male and female, in the Hebrew, the word that was used for and describes a spectrum. Male and female and everything in between.
I am...
Now, Ben Shapiro, I can let it play out. I'll just tell you real quick. Ben Shapiro says, he speaks Hebrew, and the word and means and. It's really that simple. So you don't even have to pay somebody to help you screw that up. But, you know, you and I are both Christians, Zoe. This is a revelation to me. Did not know that Jesus did not have male chromosomes and simply identified as male.
Yeah. Okay, so now the thing about Hebrew, man, is that a word in Hebrew can... It's not that a word in Hebrew can mean a lot of things, but a word in Hebrew can have a lot of connotations. And context is what shape, you know, is what's going to help you shape the word as far as Hebrew goes. But this guy's taking like perverted liberties, you know, to try to boast a narrative that's just not true. But at any rate, so he's going to try to say that. Jesus is non-binary because there wasn't a father, he didn't have the male chromosomes. Okay, well, first up, this dude has to believe, if he's going to go down that road and try to make this explanation of why Jesus is going to be non-binary, then he has to accept the premise that Jesus was conceived supernaturally. He has to accept the premise that God was the facilitator of this. Now, if God is the facilitator of this conception, Well, then that means that God is also going to supply the necessary chromosomes for Jesus to be a man. He left all that part out. Right? So it's like you're basically, but dude, you're actually believing in the virgin birth. Hey, good on you. At least that's a start. You know? So Jesus, Son of Man, Jesus all through the Bible is identifying himself in the positive as a male figure. That's his pronoun. The Lord, the God himself, his pronouns is man. And by the way, when Jesus was hung on the cross, he was hung naked. So you can see that he was man. You know, and there was a reason
for that. That doesn't make him a man, though, just because he has the parts. Now, come on, you haven't been keeping up.
Yeah, but here's the thing. God already knew that people would try to make dumb excuses and explanations like that. That's why God said it from the very beginning. You're a man, you're a woman. He didn't make one man to be both man and women. There'd be no point in making a woman. But he made two distinct individuals. One man, one woman. You're only a woman and you're only a man. And God knew that people would try to do this stuff. He already knew it. That's why Jesus was hung naked, just to set the record straight. It's like, no, he's non-binary. He's not a hermaphrodite. He's not both male and female or anything like that. He's a man.
And I love it. Well, again, people that don't believe, right, to your point a second ago, I mean, I'm sure he does not believe in a virgin birth. And here he is, or it is, trying to tell me what to believe. What the truth of the Bible is. When he could even, I mean, he might, his hand might go up in flames if he touches the Bible. I don't know. But he doesn't even know what it says, right? I mean, seriously. Remember, it's 66 books written by a bunch of white supremacist males trying to keep women down. Didn't you know that? Anyhow, you almost see your host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
You know, the funny thing is that if you would have let that clip play with that dude making that statement to Jim Shapiro, by their voices, you wouldn't know the difference.
No, it's true.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A jury has found Alex Murdaugh guilty of the double murder of his wife and son. The once wealthy, high-profile South Carolina lawyer was also convicted on other charges.
Indictment for possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime. Verdict, guilty.
The jury came back from deliberations within hours Thursday following weeks of testimony. Murdaugh is set to be sentenced Friday morning and faces 30 years to life in prison without parole for the murders. A Maryland mayor is under arrest now on child porn charges. charges. Democrat Patrick Wo-Yan was arrested for possession and distribution of child pornography and has resigned as the College Park mayor. Cops say that a social media account linked to Wo-Yan was in possession of and distributing suspected child porn. The 47-year-old is facing 56 counts in the case and is being held at the Department of Corrections. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You're back. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. We love him. We refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Zopian Den. Ooh, that sounds kind of... Anyway, the Anti-Funny-Duddy Bible Study, and soon to return, soulfoodradio.net. And why don't you tell people where they can get that fine music of yours, and remind me later on, you don't want me to sing. Do you really want me to sing? I mean, you were smoking something funny when you sent that to me, right?
It's more of lip syncing. Like Milli Vanilli.
Oh, yeah. I'm the good one of them padded shoulder shirts. Well, you wouldn't have to pad my shirt. I'm there. So tell people where to get your music, man.
Well, before people have nightmares of you singing, girl, you know it's true, with the long extensions and all that sort of stuff. Please.
Do you have, what are they called, extensions? Do you have gray extensions? I guess I'm mommy.
No. Your prerogative, bro. Your prerogative.
Okay.
I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and hopefully they'll check out my music project, Sledge X. All real singing and all real musicianship, yeah.
It's not gender neutral singing, you know, with the Sledge X thing? No. Okay, good.
X. a reference to the cross, baby, a reference to the cross. And Generation X.
Oh, God. Hey, you know that loving group of overly made-up, scantily clad drag queens that you've seen all over the place?
Trick-or-treaters. You're around trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. I'm going to use that. Hopefully, never mind. Okay, so the Tennessee drag queen has threatened violence if the kids are banned from the drag show, you know, because they're so full of love and understanding and... what kind of violence are you going to do with the nails they usually wear and that hair? It's just amazing. But think about that. So if you won't let me over-sexualize your kids, you're going to have a problem. Really?
Wow, and they accuse us Bible thumpers of wanting to get out and stone people and burn them at the stake.
Yeah, right.
But these are the people who really want to... They want to revisit the Stonewall Rebellion, right? That's what they want to do. But, hey... This is what I'm trying to tell folks, man. You think, like, this is a surprise to a lot of folks. But those who read the Word of God, man, it's like, this has already happened. This has happened before. Sodom and Gomorrah, they were a bunch of crazy perverts, right? They were all about sexuality. They were all about the cross-dressing and the gender. They were all about that. Homosexuality, pederasty, necrophilia. They were all about... Yes, that's Sodom and Gomorrah, man. It was all, and that's the way we're heading, man. Incest, all of it, right? So that's the way, you know, these people are trying to take our country now. And Sodom had become so oppressive with their perversion that even the surrounding nations, they was heathens too. Even the surrounding nations was like, hey, God, can you do something about this? Because these people, man, these perverts, they can get really violent and they can get into to deep facets of institutions and make policies that will rule over us. Whether and they're going to do it, whether it's from their offices or whether it's from the streets coming after us with rocks, you know. So, on our end, we're like, well, we don't want to offend anybody, and we don't want to tiptoe around this, and we don't want to be mean, and they just keep getting a foothold.
So, where are you boys from? Oh, we're from Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, okay, you'll have to leave now. Mm-hmm. My daughter ain't for you. You'll have to go now. My son ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? well, you know, really, seriously, when you think about it, and you think about where we're at today as a society, as a country, where are we at? Yeah. It's shades of Sodom and Gomorrah, is it not? Anything goes with anybody. I'm surprised, you know, soon you'll be able to marry your dog, your horse, and your 12-year-old nephew. You know, it's ridiculous. So, anyway, to move on with this one, I mean, a Memphis drag queen is threatening violence if the Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signs a bill that would ban children from attending drag performances. Now, the bill classifies male and female impersonators as adults. Now, think about this. For decades, this whether you agree with it or not, this has always been labeled as adult, adult entertainment, cabaret kind of entertainment, what have you, was in those shady bars where you couldn't even have, you know, you couldn't even have an 18-year-old go in and grab a beer or do whatever. You just weren't allowed in. But here they're saying, now, not only can you bring, they want you to be able to bring kids to those bars, they want to come to your kids' classroom. And instead of having, you know, 15 minutes of reading in the morning, they want 15 minutes of twerking in the morning by a male who's pretending to be a female, who needs to go on a diet?
Mm. Yeah. We're coming for your children. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that song. And everybody said, no, that's not what it means. But, yes, dude, where are the conservative parents, the Christian parents? You know, somebody said it, one of my Christian brothers said it the other day. He said, Joe, we're done. When the Christian parents don't even step up, when the Christian parents are taking their kids to these things because they don't want those other parents to feel bad, or they don't want their kids to feel left out, it's like, well, who do you care about, God? Or do you care about, you know, the woman who's cheating on her husband, worried about whether or not you're bringing your kid to the same thing she is?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and the Lord calls it satanic, man. It's like an example of that is with Peter. You know, even though Peter just didn't want Jesus to go to the cross, Jesus is like, hey man, you're caught up with, you know, the affairs of men. You're making a self-righteous statement. You know, I got a job that I got to do, and you're too caught up with the affairs of men over the affairs of God. You know, and these people are doing the same thing. You know, whether even if they call themselves Christians, trying to be all accepting and all that stuff. Jesus ain't all accepting. I don't know where you got that out of the Bible, man. It's like Jesus not all accepting. He was all accepting. He would have just stayed on his throne and said, you guys go ahead and do you. Right? But he's not all accepting. You know, he's not accepting this nonsense.
Well, if you hear some of these people talk, right, you hear them, and a lot of times I'll listen to some of these arguments online with each other, you know, they're talking to each other, and you sit there and you listen, and they parse out scripture, right? You know, come to me, you know, bring them to me, and you're saying to yourself, well, wait a minute, it's not like without guidelines. It's right. Not like come to me, I'll wash your sins, then you go get dirty again. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay, stay out of the sinful mud afterward.
Or you gotta love the God made me like this. You gotta love that one too.
Yeah,
like actually, no, he didn't. He made mankind, yes, and he made us with choices. He didn't make us sinners. That was something that we brought on ourselves, and we all have this sin package that comes out, and we have the responsibility of leaning on him to say, hey, Lord, I need your fortification to resist my sin. We're all born sinners. We could all of us are born thieves, robbers, perverts, slanderers. We're born all those things, and we have a responsibility to resist doing those things.
Well, you know, and the funny thing about it is that you go through all these things with people, and you say, you know, here's the deal. They'll ask you about how people are born certain ways or certain things are happening. First of all, we do live in a fallen world, and it's not just spiritually fallen. Look at the damage we have done to our rivers and lakes and our food. Radiate the crap out of it, but it looks pretty anyway. And it's not good for you. It doesn't have the nutrients. That's why I always tell people, God wants you to get back to the way he set it up. Okay? Now, he didn't set it up for you to eat radiated, pulled tomatoes that were green when they were pulled and waxed and put up on the shelf. That's not the whole idea. The idea is to truly eat these vegetables that come out of the ground where he had put the nutrients in there. He made them to grow a certain way. He made them to do good for your body. But they can't seem to separate the two. They can't seem to pull it together and go, every time man gets involved in something, every time man tries to do something better, that God has designed, what happens? We die.
Yeah. Right? Speed it. Yeah, speed it along. Or people are they're maybe living longer, but they're also dealing with all kinds of inflammatory diseases and autoimmune systems.
Oh, they're living longer with 35 different kinds of pills they take every morning. Give me a break.
That's like their food now.
They're going to have me a cup of coffee, a bagel, and my daily regimen of 32 pills. Yeah, there you go.
And that coffee part sounds good.
No. Stop getting on my coffee, man. God made coffee beans so I can have some coffee in the morning, okay? Let's just be clear about that.
That's right. God nectar.
Yeah, Tammy's like, you're going to shut that light off? I said, what light? That's God's light. He turned it on just for me. So, no, I'm not going to shut it out. All right, let's see if I can get this in real quick. Virginia Debs claimed that teaching about evils of communism will offend Asian Americans.
So?
Now, I was sitting here thinking about something. So what they're saying there without actually saying it is all Chinese are communists. All Asians are communists, right? You'll offend the Asians if you go against communism. So the ones who came here to get away from communism must have been drinking heavily. You can answer that after the break. Don't go anywhere.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Is you get informed.
That's that is the best way to do it.
That way, they can't come back at you and say, "Oh, really? Oh, well, you know," and throw out that stuff they throw out from the left on a regular basis, which has no basis in truth, fact, or science for that matter. Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his sage wisdom on this stuff. And we were talking about the Virginia Democrats, and during the break, I said to you, it's gotten to a point with the Democrats where they're in your face with this. They don't even care anymore. And later on in the show, I'm going to play the clip where the Democrats are basically saying, you know, God doesn't belong anywhere in our stuff. Huh. Even though our founding fathers talked about it, it doesn't mean, check this out, that they were smart enough, you know, to understand that, you know, God is not involved in the affairs of man. Pretty much every one of our founding fathers said he was, but I guess, you know, what do they know? They were 200-year-old white men or whatever. Anyway. But, you know, again, think about, and you tell me if I'm reading too much into this. The Virginia Democrats voted against a law that would, I would say force, but make the schools teach about the evils of communism and how many people it's killed over the years. Now, you can learn how the Christian Crusades killed millions of people, but you can't learn how communism has killed millions, hundreds of millions over the years. Are they really that far gone now?
I don't know when they haven't been far gone. And like when you say you know, they're in our face, and you're right, man, they are in our face. But the thing is, Democrats have always been in our face. Just the thing is like, before this time where they were in our face, they were in our face, like, behind hoods and sheets. So maybe people didn't a lot of people didn't recognize, you know, who the Democrats were, but the Democrats were the KKK, and they had them hoods and sheets. So, but now they're just, you know, out in the open. Actually, they replaced some of those hoods and sheets with black masks and stuff like that. Or they're the college professors who have the turtlenecks that they can pull up over their face, you know, and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, Democrats, they've been in our face for a while.
Yeah, but it, I mean, but again, it goes for me. It goes all the way back to thinking that at one time, if they didn't believe in God, they wouldn't say anything. They'd keep their mouths shut.
No. Actually, they would definitely express their belief in God, but they would use that as to give them some sort of authority, spiritual authority, to pervert the word of God, to push things that they believed in. Like, say, for instance, slavery. Democrats believed in they wanted to keep slavery going. But they relied on the Bible. They relied on perverting what the Bible says. So they'd be very overt with their Christianity. And according to them, or according to the Bible, slavery is just a natural, it's the natural order of things for black folks. And when they made that Confederate battle flag in the white field, the inspiration of it was when the Democrats designed it, the Democrat Thomas, William Thomas, said that this flag represents the heaven-ordained supremacy of the white man over the Negro.
And you not taught that in school?
Nope.
Anywhere.
Mm.
Right? Nope. And they don't want to hear it. 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 You know?
Yeah.
So, no, I...
Democrats got to bury that history. That's why they took over the school systems. They control the narrative as far as that goes. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, like I was saying to you, it used to be they hid it. I'd rather have it up on my face. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'd give somebody much more credit for standing by what they believe and what they want to do and how they feel about certain things than the ones that won't do that at all. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Right.
We got about 10 minutes, and I want to talk to you about some. I told you about this earlier about some of these surveys, and they weren't just surveys. You know, they were these things that were polls that were done back late 90s, 2000, now into 2010s and 20s. And it really interesting because if you listen to what's going on today and you listen to what the Democrats have done to the black community. Now, first, I'm going to say it, even as a white boy, I'm going to say, you know, the Democrats have been, what would you call it? Oh, systemic racism, right? All this stuff where they've kept the blacks in a form of slavery, whether you want to call it welfare or handouts from the government or whatever, how you can't make it on your own, you need the government, and please don't rely on the Republicans because they'll throw, Joey B., what did he say? They'll throw y'all back in chains again, you know, and how bad racism was and how it's been, and it's been getting worse in this country. Well, I started thinking about that. I grew up in the 70s. Was there racism? Yeah. Was it like it was in the 50s? No. Was it like it was in the 60s? No. And then I started reading some things from Thomas Sowell and some of these others. And I never knew this, but CNN did a poll. They did it at schools and other places back in late 90s, almost 2000. And the majority of the black community, black teens, said that racism doesn't play out in their day-to-day life. It doesn't play a major factor in their lives and what they do and how they do, all right? So as you move forward, AP does another one. And they start polling people, black community and what have you. And again, what do they get? They got 92% of the black teens that they polled said, no, doesn't affect me. Not a big deal. I don't have, you know, that kind of stuff. Now think about this. This goes... They're in a panic now, aren't they? They're sitting there going, oh, this is not going to work. How are we going to fix this? Hey, bring in Barack. We'll fix this. We'll make it work. And this is the road they go down. So then they go and they pull whites and blacks. So to show you what a great job they did. I talked to you about this earlier. Showed you what a great job they did. The 93% of the blacks, that young people that they polled back then said, no, we have no problem with this. We don't have an issue with it. We're not seeing it in great numbers. Yeah, sure, there's racist people out there, but it is what it is. However, the number that should scare you, 77% of whites said that racism was a terrible thing, that interracial marriage was wonderful, but people still wouldn't accept it, and that they're sure that this country would never vote for a black president. Well, I mean, they're doing this. They're putting these, they're laying this stuff down on the black community. This is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Democrats, they definitely control these areas, and they're going to be the ones who are controlling the narrative. They're the first wave of influence over kids. They make sure that, hey, you're going to send them kids to these schools, right? So they don't want them to have vouchers or anything like that. No, Democrats want them kids to go right where they are so they can brainwash them from there. And I think, you know, with polling, I think a lot of times, you know, people respond to a question one way, but live out their lives another. I think there's a lot of that. You know, in terms of like, you know, does it affect their lives? I don't know. I would really have to see how the question was posed to them and what areas that they actually went to. Because the thing is all this fallout that we're having, it's coming from somebody being gaslit.
Well, they said, so they also said that, let me see, 45% of the blacks that Gallup surveyed said they had experienced discrimination in the last 30 days. And I don't know if that was something to kind of get you to think differently, but I was thinking to myself, okay, so even though the majority of those people said that racism didn't play a role in their daily life, they had experienced it, but what I took from that is they didn't let it affect what they were doing. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
In other words, they might have experienced it, but they didn't go home, curl up into a ball, and say, life is over and I'll never be accepted. They just went on with their day, right?
I mean, the thing is, yo, I'd say the same thing. Oh my God, I'm really gonna date myself, you know. But when I was in high school, you know, back in the earlier '80s, this kind of narrative was going around, and if asked the same question, I'd give the same answer. It's like, nah, man, the racism doesn't affect me.
But it was there.
It was there, and I could see those narratives even when I was a kid. The whole dynamic of a lot of the racism or hostility actually came from other black peers, really, because you know, you try to study and stuff like that, and they accuse you of trying to be white. You know, want to harass you and say you want to talk white, you want to dress white, and all that sort of stuff. It's like, dude, I just want to get my learn on, man. I don't know what it has to do with being white. You know, so that kind of stuff would.
I mean, you don't want to be like Carlton in Fresh Prince, no?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you're going to be like Carlton or whichever. And so, I mean, we see that kind of things. And that kind of stuff, yeah, that was effective. It got me to a point where I didn't want to go to school anymore because you get harassed about it. You know?
Really? That's terrible. Why wouldn't you try to be lifting each other up? Why wouldn't you be, look at my grandparents when they came here, you know, being in an Italian community and, you know, everybody was just kind of like fruit shuckers and that kind of stuff. And they always said, you got to do better. You got to go get an education. You got to, you know, you got to learn how to do A, B, and C. You've got to get out of here. And you're not going to do that without education. There was never you'll never amount to anything. We just didn't have that.
Well, it was a narrative that the Democrats wanted to keep going. You know, it's like, because even that's that kind of stuff started, you know, with slavery. It's like, what you trying to do there, boy? You trying to read? Are you trying to be white? That's for white folks. Mm-hmm. That ain't for you. And that kind of that's an example of what was ingrained. And unfortunately, a lot of black people kept that going.
See, I learned from you again. I'm seriously. I always pick up stuff from you when you're talking. Some people think I'm not paying attention to you. but I really didn't think about that mindset that, hey, reading ain't for you. It's for white folks. What are you trying to do? That kind of thing. Well, listen, I always appreciate your work, man. I always appreciate your insight on this stuff. Again, I'll put up where they can find you. We'll have you here next week. Don't be your host. Don't go far. We're going to talk about education in the next.